Good morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Hope everybody is doing well. That was fun, man. Jim's a good guy. He knows his stuff. And boy, what a great gift. A brand new pressing on purple vinyl of Black Sabbath Paranoid, which was the first album I ever bought ever. Esmeralda, what was the first album you ever bought?
Oh, boy. I don't remember exactly like first whole album, but I do remember a single that I bought was Smashing Pumpkins. Mm. It was, I believe, Bullet with Butterfly Wings.
Right.
That was the... And then Lisa Loeb.
Yeah! Was she with Full Force? No, that's Lisa and...
Yeah, Lisa the Cold Jam?
Yeah.
No, that was Lisa Loeb, the one with the glasses.
Oh, right, that's right. She was the Ethan Hawke chick.
Right, and but it wasn't Stay. It was another one.
Okay.
It was called Do You Sleep.
Ooh.
So that was like another one of her singles.
Wow.
But so that... Oh, and then LaBouche.
LaBouche.
Be My Lover.
Wow.
The three that I bought at Musicland, I believe.
Musicland, all right. Now, Elif, do you know the first album you ever bought, or are you one of those... I think you're young enough that you probably just, like, downloaded stuff.
No, the first one I bought, my dad bought me a cassette, and so that doesn't really count. Is
sure.
it what I bought?
Well, what was the what was that first one?
It was Britney Spears.
Okay.
And it was her first album.
Okay.
I forgot.
Like Hit Me Baby One More Time and all that stuff?
I think that was the name of the album, too, yeah.
Okay.
So that was exciting.
Uh-huh. Really. Now, what was the one that you actually got yourself? Do you remember?
I think it was Pink.
Pink.
Yeah, okay. Like P exclamation point and K.
Now, is that the one that has Get This Party coming up?
No, it was...
No, yeah, it is.
It is?
Is it? I'm
coming up, yeah. So you better get this party started.
Oh, yeah, that's who that is, but I don't remember what the first album... I think it was the first one by her.
Oh, okay. All right. Because I like that song, actually.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
I'm not as embarrassed now.
No, don't be embarrassed. Are you kidding? No, don't be embarrassed. I always, you know, whenever I have musicians in here, I ask them what was the first album that they ever bought and their first concert. And most people are embarrassed, not so much by the first album, but by the first concert. Some people are like, oh, God, you're asking me that question. So, Esmeralda, what was your first concert?
All for One.
Yeah, man, All for One. And now, Elif, what about you?
Radiohead. So that's
what? You told me that. Yeah, you told me that yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that one I'm not
you
embarrassed
win.
By.
No, you win. Because my first concert was a band called Black Oak Arkansas, which you actually, you've seen Days of Confused, so you've heard one of their songs.
Okay.
They are featured in Days of Confused. The only hit that they ever had was a song called Jim Dandy to the Rescue. And it's played during that movie, during Dazed.
Which scene was it in?
It's the scene where the guys are being chased by the seniors with the paddles.
Okay.
They're chasing them to beat their butts with the paddles.
Okay.
So that's it's Jim Dandy to the Rescue is playing with it. That was my first concert.
Nice.
Yeah. Ridiculous. Well, anyway, that was cool. Hey, let me tell you about this. It's time again for giant balloons, marching bands, floats, celebrities, and more at Chicago's Parade, the McDonald's Thanksgiving Parade. It's this Thursday, November 26th, tomorrow. The parade marches down State Street between Congress Parkway and Randolph Street. Watch from the street by an individual sponsorship at chicagofestivals.org to watch the parade from the VIP stands in the TV zone or see it live on WGN TV starting at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Get more details online at WGNradio.com/events. Brought to you by McDonald's, owner, operators of Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana, and sponsored by Cricket Wireless, something to smile about. The McDonald's Thanksgiving Day Parade tomorrow morning. Make sure you check it out. All right, the Hawks are playing. They continue their circus road trip tonight. They will be in San Jose playing the Sharks. 8:30 pregame right here on WGN, and then a 9 o'clock puck drop. Every time we have a game, Judd Surratt, who does such a great job here, he'll actually be doing your pregame at 8:30, puts together a thing called Know Your Enemy, where you get to know the team that the Hawks are going to play in their next game. So, Know Your Enemy, which is the San Jose Sharks.
Keep your friends close, but your enemies close.
He is my enemy.
This is Know Your Enemy on 720 WGN. Here's Judd Surratt.
It got weird in San Jose. Tension had been building for years. A roster loaded with talent that consistently won games during the regular season couldn't get far in the playoffs. The club sought a change in leadership and stripped the captaincy from talented but enigmatic winger Patrick Marleau in 2009. 5 years later, they took the C away from prolific center Joe Thornton following the team's shocking first-round loss to the Kings, a series they led 3-0. The chemistry in the room disintegrated, and the Sharks missed the playoffs last year for the first time since 2003. Then, head coach Todd McClellan left the team with a year remaining on his contract. Longtime Sharks GM and former Blackhawks defenseman Doug Wilson hired former Devils and Panthers head coach Pete DeBoer to replace him.
I think if you enter the San Jose Sharks organization like I am as the head coach, the expectation is to win right now, regardless of the ages or the birth certificates of the players. There's a tradition here of winning and of challenging to go deep into the playoffs, and that's my expectation. I think that's Doug's expectation, and I don't think anyone's looking for anything less than that here.
After playing without a captain in 2014-15, the Sharks gave Wisconsin native Joe Pavelski the C. Underrated because of the market he plays in, Pavelski is an elite two-way player. Here's Patrick Kane.
I think he's just so smart. That's a big thing with him. He's got some skill. I wouldn't say he's the best skater, but he's so smart that it almost makes up for his skating. He's even on the Olympic ice, when you get a chance to play with him, he's so smart and he can find open areas. He's good on the back door on the power play. Front of the net, he seems to tip a lot of pucks and score a lot of goals that way. But very effective player, and I had the pleasure of playing with him there in the Olympics a little bit, and just very, very easy to play with.
He and sniper Logan Couture, a two-time 30-goal scorer, are part of the changing leadership core. Couture, however, out until late November or early December after breaking a bone near his ankle. The Sharks made two astute signings during the offseason. They inked veteran power forward Joel Ward and brought in puck-moving veteran defenseman Paul Martin. That addition helps Brent Burns, who plays the big minutes on the blue line. At 6'5", 230 pounds, he's an explosive offensive player. Here's his former head coach, Todd McClellan.
The way he plays, a lot of situations, they're not customary. You know, he can lead with his rear end, he can spin, he can twist, the way he gets the shot off. All of those offensive tools aren't necessarily customary ways of doing things, and it's harder to defend. So he's been a very good player for us offensively.
As gifted as Burns is offensively, he often gets lost defensively. The Sharks lean on Marc-Edouard Vlasic to calm things down in their own zone. In net, the Sharks opted to let former Blackhawk Antti Niemi walk away and acquired Martin Jones from the Boston Bruins. Jones has never been a full-time number one goalie, spending the last two seasons backing up Jonathan Quick in L.A. It's been an encouraging start for San Jose, especially on the road, where they've won 10 of their first 13 games. That's muted talk that Patrick Marleau would waive his no-trade clause and brought some much-needed normalcy to the Sharks. For Know Your Enemy, I'm Judd Sirotta.
Keep your enemies close.
Thank you, Judd. Judd does such a great job. Know Your Enemy. And again, tonight, the Hawks will be playing in San Jose against the Sharks, 8:30 pregame with the great Judd Surratt. And then John and Troy will have your play-by-play and the game with the puck drop at 9 o'clock. Okay, here's the deal. We're going to take a break here for weather and traffic, and when we come back, we'll open up the phone lines, and we're going to talk about the best TV shows with Thanksgiving special themes and the best movies, Thanksgiving movies ever made. And we want to get your thoughts on the best Thanksgiving TV episodes and specials of all time and the best movies that have Thanksgiving themes to them. It'll give you some ideas on what to watch over the next couple of days if you're looking for some Thanksgiving-themed stuff to pop into the DVD player. So send your texts for TV shows and movies with Thanksgiving themes. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Hi, everybody. Good morning. Nick DiGilio here on 720. 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor, Trib Tower, here till 5. And then I'm going to hang out for the first hour of the Steve Cochran Show, preview some of the movies, and talk a little bit of entertainment stuff for the weekend, the long weekend. Tomorrow is Thanksgiving. I hope everybody has a great, wonderful, safe, and happy Thanksgiving. And so I'm off on Thursday and Friday of this week. So is Steve. So my normal Friday visit is actually going to happen today. And speaking of Friday, which is usually Fly Jams Friday, we're having Fly Jams Thanksgiving. Our old pal who contributes to Fly Jam Friday pretty much every week, Fly Jam Bob, is going to join us. He's picked a bunch of songs that have a Thanksgiving theme running through them, and we will listen to them. Esmeralda the Heart Melda, getting the turkey-shaped cardboard ready for head spinning. Right, Esmeralda?
Yep, I used my hand to make them.
Of course you did.
To make turkeys.
That's right. Trace your hand, you got the turkeys.
Yeah.
I am Wiki Wiki Nikki. And in the booth now, because DJ Shagru is off, is Dr. Turk.
Hi.
Dr. Turk this morning. She becomes Dr. Turk. And it's got a nice Thanksgiving, that's got a nice Thanksgiving theme to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
30 Hello. CCs of Fly Jams.
Stat.
Yep.
Oh, man. You know, we were talking, you know, Brandon and I were talking about pro wrestling yesterday. By the way, tell everybody what you're going to do tonight with Brandon Weatherby at the Hideout.
Oh, we'll be doing our talk show podcast called, it's just called You, Me, Them, Everybody. But it's a talk show. I co-host it, and the host is Brandon Weatherby, if you heard the interview yesterday. He's a lovely man.
He is.
And we're going to have a bunch of guests. So it should be a fun time. It's at the Hideout. Starts at
7. It's funny that I know that.
What?
Well,
I have to be there earlier.
I know you do. There's going to be some live music. There's a band. Yeah. There's going to be some stand-up, some interesting guests, and a lot of fun. I was actually a guest on that show a few
years
ago.
You were.
Years back.
I have a picture on my Facebook of you talking.
Why?
And me listening. Because someone took one.
I'm sure you were.
And I was tagged in it.
I'm sure you were. Wait a minute. Who took one?
We had over the talk shows, right. We had people taking pictures once in a while.
Okay. All right.
It was a secret spy cam.
No, I just don't like having my picture taken.
Clearly.
And I don't like to take my picture. But I will if you donate money to Movember. I've only got 5 days left to reach my goal of $1,000 to raise money for Movember. And I take a picture every day of my stupid face, and I try to make it as unattractive as possible, which is not very difficult to do, considering I am an ugly man. But I like to stick the phone right up my nose. But you can still see the focus is the mustache. And this raises awareness and money for men's health issues, including prostate cancer, testicular cancer, and men's mental health. It's a great cause. It's my first year growing the mustache. It's not my first mustache that I've ever grown, but it's the first year for Movember. Starting on November 1st, I shaved completely clean, and now I've grown this crazy Fu Manchu mustache, which if you want to donate money, please do on my Movember page. You can go to Movember.com and just type in the search there, Nick DiGilio, pop up, and give me money that we will pass along to Movember. It actually goes directly to Movember and to men's health issues. So only got 5 more days to reach my goal of $1,000. Help me reach it. Help me surpass it. Let's get past $1,000. So I've only got 5 more days. It all ends on November 30th. So give now. All right. Hey! What the... Hey, I did... Now, Esmeralda, do you look forward to any, like, Thanksgiving TV shows? Are there any episodes of Thanksgiving TV shows that you like?
I don't think so.
Nothing...
All I can think of is Groundhog Day.
Well, that doesn't take place on Thanksgiving. It takes place on Groundhog Day.
Oh. Why do I think it's very fall? Well, I think because it's fall or something. Don't ask me why.
Groundhog Day is in February.
Yeah, don't ask me why I'm putting those two together.
Okay. That's all. Yeah. All right.
That's the first thing that popped up. What do you want from me?
There are a few. I mean, you
is
know.
Is there a Charlie Brown?
Oh, yeah, Charlie Brown Thanksgiving, which I believe was on last night.
Oh.
I believe it was on last night. Elif, do you have a a Thanksgiving TV thing that you enjoy?
I used to watch Gossip Girl, and they had a really
good God bless episode. You.
Are you making fun of
me? No, I am not making fun of you. I love Gossip Girl.
Yeah, he really? Isn't. He loves it.
No. I absolutely love Gossip Girl.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. And I have been told, by the way, that when I'm clean shaven, I look like Chuck Bass.
Oh, I can see. You know what? I can see that.
Yeah. My face is a little more round, but I've been told that I look like Chuck Bass. When I was clean shaven, that I looked like Chuck Bass. Chuck Bass rules.
Can you say his tagline like he says it?
I'm Chuck Bass.
Very good.
Yeah. Are you kidding
me?
Very good. I love Gossip Girl. Yeah, they had great. You know who also had great Thanksgiving episodes?
Who?
In that same vein, Felicity.
Oh.
Phenomenal Thanksgiving episodes.
I've never watched it, but I've been told to watch it.
It's the best. Listen, here's the deal. Esmeralda, you know this about me.
Oh, yeah.
Elif doesn't know this about me. I'm a 50-year-old man, but for some reason, I believe there is a 16-year-old girl trying to get out of me. Because, and I'm not being ironic, and I'm not being a smartass when I say I like Gossip Girl. I love Gossip Girl. I love that show. And I will say this about Gossip Girl. One of the most satisfying series finales of all time.
Really?
Oh, yeah. You didn't think it should have been Dan who was Gossip Girl? Were you not happy that Dan turned out to be Gossip Girl?
I just didn't think it added up.
Oh, well, I mean, it went on for such a long time.
Yeah.
But to me, it was completely, they answered all, I thought they tied up all the loose ends, and I was happy that Dan was Gossip Girl. It made sense to me. But anyway, so let me explain my history of loving things that are meant for 16-year-old, TV shows that are meant for 16-year-old girls. It all started in the year 1994, okay? And I had discovered, because there were two shows that debuted in 1994, and I had discovered them and became obsessed with them. And then for some reason, I kind of became a big fan of these shows that were aimed at, 16-year-old girls. The first one is My So-Called Life, which is one of the greatest shows ever. Have you seen My So-Called Life?
No.
With Claire Danes?
No, I haven't, but I've heard of the show, and I like Claire Danes.
And Jared Leto, he plays Jordan Catalano.
Okay.
You have to see it. It's the best. I became obsessed with it, and the show got canceled. And it left a cliffhanger. Like, you didn't know whether they were going to get... Angela and Jordan Catalano were going to get together, and I was so angry. I was throwing furniture around when they canceled it.
I'm going to say that's the only way I knew Jared Leto for a while.
Well, sure.
Like, when I would see him, I'd be like, oh, it's Jordan Catalano.
I still call him Jordan Catalano. I'm not kidding. I still call him Jordan Catalano. When he won the Academy Award for Dallas Buyers Club, I was like, oh, Jordan Catalano won an Oscar. Okay, so there's that. And in that same year, Party of Five started. And I became obsessed with Party of Five. Party of Five, where every episode, Neve Campbell cried. Every single episode, she cried on that show.
Okay.
You seen Party of Five?
No.
Okay, it's awesome. Then Felicity, and it was all over, because Felicity is like the best show ever.
So which one should I start with?
Well, Felicity.
Okay.
Yeah. Felicity will be, it's because it's only four seasons. It's all four years that she went to college. She starts as a freshman in college, and then it goes through her 4 years in college.
Okay.
Phenomenal. Also, Gilmore Girls.
Oh, yeah. I've watched that. That's a good
please. Point. Phenomenal. And that's coming back to Netflix, by the way, in four 90-minute movies.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm not. Don't bother me that weekend.
Okay.
No one call me. Don't even. You forget you know me for the weekend that debuts. So Gossip Girl. Then Gossip Girl. And then you ever see Bunheads?
No, I've never heard of that.
Okay. Pretty Little Liars?
My friends used to make me watch it, but I didn't like it.
Oh, you don't like Pretty? It's okay. It's okay. But no, but Gossip Girl rules. And that's a great choice. Thanksgiving Gossip Girl.
Okay,
but the
cool.
Best is season number one of Felicity. Season number one of Felicity. The Thanksgiving episode from season number one of Felicity, so it would be Thanksgiving 98. One of the best, if not the best Thanksgiving episode I've ever seen on TV.
Okay, I'll have to check it out.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Greatness. It is greatness. And anytime you want to talk about 16-year-old, TV shows that are aimed at 16-year-old girls, I'm your man.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
Cool.
Just letting you know. Look at Esmeralda just laughing. And again, I'm not being ironic. You know that, Esmeralda.
I know.
I'm being absolutely sincere.
It's great.
Okay, we have to take a break here, and then we'll come back and we'll talk about Thanksgiving TV shows and Thanksgiving movies. Yeah. This is not Whitesnake, but it is Whitesnake Wednesday, yeah! Hi, everybody. Nick DiGilio here. Yeah. We're live in the Allstate Studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower. We're going to be talking about here, if you want to jump in with your talk or text, and I got some texts coming in, we're talking about the best Thanksgiving-themed TV shows. Maybe it was a show, you know, a regular show that just happened to have a Thanksgiving episode. Like I mentioned, Felicity. And Elif mentioned Gossip Girl. We're also talking about Thanksgiving movies that took place around Thanksgiving. And, yeah. Now, I wanted to mention, by the way, let me say this. 847 area code says, Friends always had great Thanksgiving episodes. Especially the one that Brad Pitt guest starred on because he was still married to Jennifer Aniston at the time. Now, I don't watch The Friends. I never could get into The Friends. I've tried. I just can't do it. And it's on like right after or right before Seinfeld. And I watch Seinfeld. I could watch Seinfeld 50 times a day. And I've seen like every episode of Seinfeld like 100 times. And then, you know, like inevitably like either Friends is before it or after it on TBS. Because that's what they show all the time on TBS. So I just kind of don't. But I can never get into it. The only episode of Friends that I saw all the way through, I've never seen an entire episode of Friends, ever. I've seen 10 minutes here if it's on a little bit beforehand. You know, like if I turn it on a little bit early and I watch like the last 10 minutes of Friends before Seinfeld comes on, I'll just have it on in the living room. But the only time I've ever seen a full episode of Friends was when I was stuck on the tarmac at LaGuardia and we couldn't get off the plane. So they threw in a tape of Friends. That's the only time that I ever watched an entire episode because I was captive. I was in the plane and I was like, so that's the only time I've ever seen an entire episode of Friends.
Which episode was it?
I don't remember.
Oh.
I couldn't tell you. But I watched the whole thing.
Was it the one with the Friends?
It was the one. It started out, the title of it was The One With. So yeah, I don't know. But I've seen pictures from these Thanksgiving episodes where they put turkeys on their heads and run around.
Yeah, that's one of those is the episode where Monica first tells, or Chandler tells Monica he loves her for the first time.
Now, Monica is Courtney Cox, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And Chandler is the Matt Perry.
Matt Perry, yeah.
Right, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. My thing was, I always thought that they were all pretty funny. Like, I like them. I think they're all pretty funny. I just didn't think the material was very good. And but I got a thing for Lisa Kudrow. I like the Lisa Kudrow. And I'm like I remember I told Maximus that Lisa Kudrow was the hottest girl on Friends. He's like, what are you, out of your mind? I'm like, no, Lisa Kudrow is the hottest chick on Friends. And evidently, nobody on earth agrees with me on that. I'm like the only person who thinks that Lisa Kudrow is kind of by far the hottest girl on Friends. So. All right, I'm going to play the audio from a scene from an episode of Saturday Night Live. Now, Saturday Night Live just had their Thanksgiving episode last week with Matthew McConaughey. And I thought it was the strongest episode, not just because Matthew McConaughey was the host, but I actually thought it was the strongest episode of the year thus far. Of course, not saying much because it's been a pretty bad year. But it was pretty fine. So they just had it. And this is from 2010, from Weekend Update, okay, when Seth Meyers was the anchor on Weekend Update. I don't know, Esmeralda, have you ever seen Bobby Moynihan do Guy Fieri?
I want to say yes.
Okay.
I'm sure I have. I can imagine it.
Elif, have you ever seen Bobby Moynihan do Guy Fieri?
I probably have. It's
okay.
Likely.
This is his first appearance. This is Bobby Moynihan as Guy Fieri, sharing Thanksgiving recipes with everybody. So here's Guy Fieri on Weekend Update giving some Thanksgiving recipes.
Traditional dinners for friends and family. Here with some cooking tips is the Food Network's Guy Fieri. Seth Meyers setting fires.
Oh, I don't set fires.
Oh, it's on like Donkey Kong.
Okay. Look, why don't we just get started?
All right. Good call, Meatball. All right. Let's get down to business. Are you tired of boring old T-Day grubbing? Well, buckle up, put your sunglasses on wrong, and let me help you make it full throttle. Numero one, stuffing. Fieri style. Super simple to make. 4 cups pancake chunks, 1 candy apple with stick, and 1/4 cup of raisins, and 32 tablespoons of tequila-infused garlic butter.
That sounds kind of heavy.
Don't knock it till you fry it, Seth. I'm roughing up your stuffing. Mmm, I could eat this off a flip-flop. Full throttle. Chow down, Seth.
No. I'm good. So what's next?
Number dose. Cranberry sauce, an old favorite. But let's take it even further off the hook. Just splorp it out of the can into 1/5 of Rumplemints and garnish with raisins.
Can you even taste the cranberry?
Trust me, you'll go Lansbury for this cransberry, cause it's dinner she wrote. I'd eat this off a moving truck tire.
Yeah, no thanks. That sounds like it's like 80% alcohol. How many of those have you had tonight?
37!
All right. So what about like the main course?
Numbrero 3, the Turk. Now I, for one, go berserky for turkey. But gobble, gobble, let's make it full throbble.
Did you say full throbble?
I think I may have. And if you think that's crazy, then you will flip your bean when you hear this. A chicken inside of a duck, inside of a turkey, inside of a rabbit, inside of a pig, inside of a baby cow, inside of a big cow, inside of a horse, all stuffed into a Cornish game hen. It's called a turducken, rab pig, cow, cow, horseness game, man. Look at it.
That sounds oddly appealing.
Yep. And then you just fry the whole thing in Jägermeister. And served with raisins.
Why does everything you make have to have alcohol in it?
I'd eat this off a dirty plate. Full throttle.
God be out of everywhere.
Wow. Love, peace, and pilgrimage.
There you go. Bobby Moynihan is a riot, man. That guy is funny as hell. He's funny. And his Guy Fieri is hysterical. That was from the 2010 Thanksgiving episode of SNL. What about your favorite Thanksgiving TV shows and your favorite Thanksgiving movies? We have Fly Jam Thanksgiving coming up after 4:30 as well. Good morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. And, so we're talking about your favorite TV episodes that dealt with Thanksgiving. I just played that clip of Bobby Moynihan as Guy Fieri from SNL 2010. And here are some other ones. We mentioned someone texted in that the Friends Thanksgiving episodes were always good. How I Met Your Mother had a thing called Slapsgiving. I never watched that show, but someone got to slap Barney on that show. Everybody Loves Raymond from 2003. That's supposed to be a really great episode. The Parkers season 2 from 2000 called Turkey Day Blues is considered one of the best Thanksgiving themed TV episodes. Roseanne. From 1996, they said that's the, but I also got some texts here that say that Roseanne always had really funny Thanksgiving episodes as well. That's another show that I didn't watch as much as I should have, because I actually, when I've seen it, I always think it's funny. Fresh Prince of Bel-Air from 1990, season one, their Thanksgiving episode is supposed to be a great one. And then someone mentions the Garfield Thanksgiving TV special from 1989. Yeah! And then, of course, they say the best is a Charlie Brown Thanksgiving from 1973. And that, I believe, was actually on last night, if I'm not mistaken. It was on last night. So, yeah. All right. We got a text here that says, let's see. Cheers had a great Thanksgiving episode. WKRP in Cincinnati. That's probably the one that gets quoted the most. As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly. I don't know if you've ever seen this episode. It's a great episode of WKRP where they do a they come up with this contest where they're going to get a helicopter and throw turkeys out of the helicopter. But then they just, like, the turkeys just fall to the ground and splatter all over the place. And Les Nessman actually describes it. Have you ever seen that, Elif? Have you ever seen WKRP?
I might have. It sounds so familiar, but I'm not sure.
Yeah. You'd know it. It's a great show. It's a great show, especially in the business you're in.
I have seen it. It was in a radio class in high school. After you said that, it clicked.
There yeah. you go. They showed that to a radio class in high school?
I think so.
That's pretty cool. Esmeralda, have you watched WKRP in the Cincinnati area?
Yeah, I have actually, because it's on the free channels.
I like WKRP. It's a good show. It's funny.
It's cute.
It is. And I was never a Jennifer guy. I was a Bailey guy. I always liked it's weird, man. Like, I like Janet and not Chrissy on Three's Company. I always thought Janet was cuter than Chrissy. I liked Marianne and not Ginger on Gilligan's Island.
So dark hair.
No.
No?
Doesn't really matter, really.
Because they all, there seems to be a theme there.
I guess. I never really,
The quiet ones.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess. Yeah. I don't know. Veronica instead of Betty, when she had black hair too. Yeah. All right. I don't know if that's a theme.
Really? Okay.
Seriously. I mean, the two women that I married were redheads. So I don't know. They weren't natural redheads, but they were redheads. And I've dated mostly. I'm not kidding. I think the majority of women that I've ever dated were redheads. So I don't know what that means. I don't care. My Name is Earl had a really funny one. It might have been a Christmas episode, but it was with Brett Butler. Whatever happened to Brett Butler? You guys remember Brett Butler? Esmeralda, you remember Brett Butler?
Yeah, Grace Under Fire.
Yeah. Whatever happened to the Brett Butler? Man, for a while, she was a popular person. Oh, man. All right.
Oh, she's got some stuff. Oh, she was on that Charlie Sheen show, Anger Management.
Oh, she was on Anger Management?
Apparently. Mm. Oh, she's in The Leftovers.
Is she?
Yeah, apparently. One episode.
Oh, okay.
And she's in a show called Beach Cougar Gigolo.
Sure.
Slated for 2016.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And a TV series called Freedom Town. It's in pre-production.
Well, she's working.
Yeah, good for her.
All right. All right, real quick. Are you ready for the top 10 Thanksgiving movies, Esmeralda?
Go for it.
I believe everybody can guess what number one is. I mean, you have to. I don't even think it's a contest to what people would think the number one Thanksgiving movie ever made is. You got a guess, Esmeralda?
Meet the Parents?
No, not Meet the Parents.
Oh, no.
No, it's the Groundhog Day.
No, it isn't. I was about to make that joke. Thanks a lot.
Elif?
Was there a National Lampoon's Thanksgiving Day?
No.
Okay.
National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
I love that movie.
But oddly, same guy wrote what many people consider to be the best Thanksgiving movie ever made. Same gentleman who wrote Christmas Vacation. wrote National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, also wrote what many people consider to be the number one Thanksgiving movie of all time. If I give you the guy's name, do you think you'll be able to guess it?
I'll Google it if you give me his name.
I'll give you, you don't need to. I'll give you his name. Don't Google it. John Hughes. John Hughes wrote Christmas Vacation. So what John Hughes movie would be the best Thanksgiving movie ever made, according to most people? Not me.
Planes, Trains, and
Planes,
Automobiles.
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Absolutely. Esmeralda. Come on.
I actually haven't seen that movie.
You haven't seen it?
I haven't.
It's good.
But I thought it was Christmas, too, so.
Most people have lost their minds over it. Like, they really love it. Number two is my favorite Thanksgiving movie of all time is a movie called Home for the Holidays with Holly Hunter, directed by my future ex-wife, Jodie Foster. And I love that movie. If you've not seen it, Robert Downey Jr., Charles Durning. Have you seen it, Esmeralda? Have you seen Home for the Holidays?
I don't think so.
It's phenomenal.
Wait, no, I haven't.
Number three, Pieces of April, which I also consider one of the best. This is with Katie Holmes and Patricia Clarkson, Oliver Platt. Beautiful movie. Makes me sob. Makes me sob. Pieces of April. Cry. I'm not kidding. I sob when I watch that movie. Like can't breathe, sitting on the couch crying, sobbing when I watch that movie. Hannah and Her Sisters. Stagecoach is considered a Thanksgiving movie. Oh, here's a lovely one. The Ice Storm. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a real happy movie. There's a movie to watch with the whole family. Broadway, Danny Rose, Myth of Fingerprints, and The War at Home. Those are the top Thanksgiving movies. But yeah, Home for the Holidays is my favorite, but most people say Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. They really love that movie. It's a holiday classic, and it has become a big holiday classic. Okay, we got a break here. We got the news coming up. When we come back, we're going to have a special edition Fly Jam Thanksgiving. Our buddy Fly Jam's Bob is going to join us, and we're going to play a bunch of Fly Jams that have a nice Thanksgiving theme to them. All that's coming up right here on 720 WGN.